And as we're here today, we want to talk about some scripture. And listen, you're probably going to get a break. You get a break because time, I won't hold you long. And I know many will be saying thank you for that. But the most important thing is that you leave with something from the Word of God. And if you leave with a question, you need to grab me and say, hey, look, I need to know about this because it's important. Okay? I got a laugh out of the Sunday school class this morning. You know, the word if. If. If is a choice. If is a choice. And I was saying, even the bullfrog wish he had an if. Even the bullfrog wish he had an if. And that if is, if he had wings, he wouldn't be bumping his tail. If. God is good to us that he also gives us an if and choice. And all through scripture, when you see that word if, it should be resounding to you that God is giving you a choice. I'd like to come from 1 John chapter 1, looking at verses 4 through 10. 1 John chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. If you're able, would you please stand as I read these words? First John 4:10, starting with verse number 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Thank you for your standing. You may be seated. My focal verse is that of verse number 7. And the title that I've given unto this is that the blood still works.
Amen.
The blood still works. Before we do anything else, would you please pray with me? My Heavenly Father, as I stand before your presence, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that these people see less and less of me and more of you. Let the words from my heart be expressed to these. Let them hear what thus says the word of God, that they're edified, that they're illuminated by what they hear. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, and we thank you for what you do. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. I had all of these pages for you, but as I said, Someone is going to be thankful that I don't do them all. My wife was gracious in typing these things up, but she's going to be hurt that I don't use any of them. The message has changed so many times. And the first thing about it is when Pastor first asked me to stand in for him, I was glad and humbled. But the most important thing is it worked to my demise, because I don't know if any of you have done any teaching or whatever. The message keep changing. But it's all about the same focal point, and I hope you will hear me today. Starting with verse number 4. Here comes John the writer, and John is doing something here that he wants all of us to know, even as I speak today. John is saying that I write unto you that your joy be full, be complete. But he's talking about our, when he says your, he's talking about our. There is no preacher that stands before you all and not want the gospel to be understood. That's the joy of the preacher, that you leave understanding what has the message been preached. So as he says this, he said, my joy is complete, the same way here. My joy is complete if you hear what says the word of God. And it's only about Jesus that you should hear. He says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. I was like, wow, listen to that. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. Amen. You know, here comes Jesus. Well, here comes John the Baptist, John. John the Baptist in chapter 1 comes, says, I come to bear witness of the light. And that light is not me, but I'm coming to bear witness of the light. And the light is Jesus Christ. I found it really good that here it is. John identifies God as light, and Jesus comes saying, I'm light. I'm light of the world. So we should have great joy in knowing that here comes Jesus without any darkness at all, without any sin in his life at all. Here comes Jesus coming to share light with us. The scripture says, if we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You know, in the prison world, we have inmates. Inmates are going to do the right thing, and inmates that are going to do the wrong thing. We have those inmates who are what they call the 50s. The 50s. One day they're one way, the next day they're the other. And this scripture is pointing out the fact that there shouldn't be any 50s in our Christian walk. If we have received Jesus Christ and walk according to darkness, you're just a walking lie. I didn't say this in this word right here. It's in the word. You do not the truth. You do not the truth. And you don't have fellowship with him, because in him, there's nothing but light. Oh, this morning when I came in, the sanctuary was dark. So I ran and I turned the lights on, and it just illuminated everything. But here's God. There's no darkness in him. And as he sheds the light, all the crevices of our sin he sees. Oh boy. You can't hide anything from him. You don't love one another. God knows it. You have anger against one another. God knows it. He sees. And guess what? He can't have fellowship with you. Oh, I love this verse. It's in Peter, 1 Peter. The illustration of God not having fellowship is also equated with man and woman. You can find this in 1 Peter chapter 3. Listen, you're treating your wife bad? God says, I don't even hear your prayers.
That's what the word says.
That's what the word says.
Amen.
No fellowship. He's saying your prayers go as high as the ceiling and bounce back. Oh, God says, I am light and there is no darkness.
Amen.
You can't play the 50s with God. You either walk in light or you walk in darkness. I didn't say it, it's in the word. But the most important thing is the truth is not in you. What, who is the truth? Jesus. He is truth. Here comes a good part, Sister Pat. We had a conversation about this B-U-T, but I have to be careful. I was preaching a sermon one time, and I was saying, your butts get in the way. And one person came in the same time I was saying that, they were coming in the door. And as they're coming in the door, oh, you got it. I was saying, your butts get in the way. And she looked like, whoa, what am I doing here? But when we talk about B-U-T, we're talking about how God alters things for us.
Yes, yes.
We are thankful for but. It says, but we walk in light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That's a joy piece.
Yes.
When we're walking in the light, here's the light shining on us. And as the light shines on us, we're walking in the light. In other words, we're living in the light. God's going to point out, you don't like that person. Oh, time for forgiveness. That's your enemy. Time for forgiveness. Oh, boy. We are having fellowship with God as we walk in the light. He will point out these things that are not right. Oh, in Sunday school class this morning, we found out that he knows everything, he sees everything. But when he points it out, you have a responsibility.
Amen.
What's your responsibility? That is confess it. Confess it. Well, I know somebody saying, I don't know who he's talking to. I don't have no sin. Well, that's a lie right there. That's a lie right there. The word of God says you lie. If we don't have sin, there's no need for Jesus Christ. If we don't have sin, there's no need for the blood. Y'all don't hear nothing. We come to a point to realize that God is doing something that says, walk in the light, I can have fellowship with you.
Yes.
You don't confess those sins. If you don't confess those sins, if you don't confess those sins, you're still in darkness. You're hiding. You're lying.
That's right.
And I know many of us have this good old thing, the tongue, the mind. We can rationalize anything. Yo, oh, it wasn't that bad. She said something to me, but it's all right. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Do this, pray.
Amen.
Listen. For you to say you have no sin, again you lie. Because we're all created after the image of Adam. In other words, you have a sin nature. The only way you're going to get rid of the sin nature is that through death. Oh boy. God's appointed unto man once to die. But I love it when it says, and then the judgment. If you receive Jesus Christ, you pass that of judgment. If you receive Jesus Christ, when you die, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But here again, it's important for us to know that we all want fellowship. Uh-oh. We all want what?
Fellowship.
You don't mean that.
Fellowship.
You don't mean that.
Fellowship.
You don't mean that.
Fellowship.
Oh boy, you
fellowship.
Don't. Only a few believe it. Only a few believe it. Fellowship is one of the major, major staples for a Christian. You should be eating this all the time. Uh-oh. I said the wrong word, because that's what we as Baptists think fellowship means, eat.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's not what fellowship is all about.
No.
It's a major staple, and you can find this in Acts 2 and 42. It is fellowship, it is prayer,
yes, God.
It is Bible study.
Uh-oh,
and here's one that no one likes. It is witnessing that causes one to grow. Uh-oh, don't say yes. Fellowship is where God says, I want a fellowship with you. Jesus says, I want a fellowship with you. Like believer says, I want a fellowship with you. And you know what? When you dig into the scripture, you're fellowshipping with all of these writers of the scripture. Yo, that's fellowship. And listen, you won't find fellowship outside of the word Christian fellowship. You won't find fellowship outside of that of fellow Christians. You see, fellowship is very important. It's like air. It's like air. Oh boy. When we come together, we grow one with another. It's like air. Well, you say, how's it air? Get out there in the world and try to have fellowship. Your air is going to be less. They don't believe what you believe. They don't think what you think. And you become suffocated. But fellowship with fellow Christians, you grow. I didn't say it, the Bible says it. Can two walk together lest they agree? Oh boy. Prayer is like water. Prayer is like water. Fellowship is like air. Prayer is like water. When we listen, and we're so blessed here, we have prayer here. You may not know about it because you don't come, but we have prayer here. And we have so many who have been healed by prayer.
Amen.
Touched by prayer.
Amen.
Salvation through prayer.
Yes.
We have that.
Thank you.
Prayer is lifting up praises to God, and he waters us down with that of blessings. Boy, oh boy. Prayer is like that water coming down. Then we have that of, anybody with me? Fellowship? Prayer? Uh-oh. We got to eat, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we have to do what? God says, by this bread alone, the physical bread that we eat, man shall not live. But by this bread, we shall have everlasting life. So Bible study is food. When we don't come for food, spiritually we are starving. We need that. We need the staples that God has given. Fellowship, prayer, Bible study, and here's one that we all fall short on. I say all, and that is witness. You know why we don't witness? Because we don't have the three that are above. We're weaklings. We don't have fellowship. We don't have prayer. We don't have Bible study. So your witnessing is your power.
Amen.
Witnessing is your power.
Amen.
You want to tell somebody about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
All because you understand that's your power.
Amen.
That's your total being that you want to bear a witness. But here it is. We come together realizing that God looks upon us, want to have fellowship with us, but he can't fellowship if there's darkness. So he gives us an exit for our problem, an exit for our problem, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. I say the blood of Jesus Christ is still working. The same blood, watch this now, the same blood that gives you access in prayer is Jesus' blood.
Amen.
The same blood that has atoned you is Jesus' blood.
Amen.
The same blood that has reconciled you is Jesus' blood.
Amen.
The same blood that has brought you to that of salvation is Jesus' blood.
Amen.
Oh boy. The blood is still working. For when we find these crevices in our lives, dark places in our lives, the blood is still working. It says, if we will confess, he's righteous and just to forgive us of all our sins. And I'm getting on confession again. Confession don't mean turn to him and say, Lord, you caught me this time. Forgive me. And go and do it again. Confession means repentance, turning your back on it. I'm not doing it anymore. The blood still works, y'all. Without the blood, oh, where would we be? Without the blood. I'm concluding this by saying the same blood that saved you, the same blood that gave you access. And listen, oh boy, access. Don't you know that we were locked out? We were locked out. We had no possible means of approaching God at all until Jesus came. We were locked out. But that same blood that gives us this marvelous salvation, puts us in a position of light, is the same blood that we plead for forgiveness that we can get along with one another.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
And listen, if you don't have a horizontal, that means looking at your neighbor, looking at your fellow Christians, if you don't have that horizontal relationship, you sin against God. Uh-oh. Because he says you cannot come to him vertically. The same way we forgive one another, we are forgiven.
Amen.
God does that. There's no darkness in him at all. But the same blood that puts you in position of the light is the same blood that we should be pleading daily. And I'm stressing we all need to plead it because of our sin nature. You're not going to be complete until you see Jesus Christ. And that's one thing that the light does. The light is for living today, and the light is for pruning you to the likeness of Jesus Christ. When you see him, you see him. him in the fullness of grace. The blood still works, y'all. It's a good thing that God gives us a means to have fellowship with him, fellowship with one another. And we can tell that we're in fellowship with God. Oh boy, when we're at Bible study, fellowship. When we are fellowshipping one with the other, fellowship. When you are witnessing, fellowship. You're fellowshipping with God, and that's what he wants. And the only way you can do those things is be reminded that we all have a sin nature. And the more we humble ourselves to the Almighty God, the stronger we are. Uh-oh, there's the old song, when I'm weak, uh-oh, he's strong. We can't do it ourselves. You can't forgive without the blood. You can't walk the walk that you want for Jesus Christ without the blood. Be reminded that he sent you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. I want to do one part of this, all of this stuff. I want to do just one part. I want to look at Ephesians. Then we'll be closed, we'll be out. Ephesians chapter 5, starting verse 2, it starts with a whole lot of things that we did in the world. But in verse number 3, it starts out with that which is not acceptable unto God. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Uh-oh, saints. Uh-oh. Every believer is a what?
Sinner.
Every believer is a saint. Believer is a saint. Yeah. Uh-oh. I didn't say ain't. I said saint. You're a saint if you believe in Jesus Christ. Read your scriptures. You'll see it. You see it. It says, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. We're humbling ourselves to the Almighty God. We're not talking negatively. We're talking positively. We're giving thanks. That's one thing in counseling. Bring the couples in. I never say how much you hate your husband or how much you hate your wife. I always ask, what do you love about him the most? What do you love about her the most? And when they finish with the lovable things, the hate things are gone. So when we give thanks, when we give thanks, we think about the goodness of God. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. You know, it's funny how the world will sneak in. Sometimes you go to the gas station, and going to the gas station, you're getting gas, and all of a sudden, the music begins to play. And sometimes it'll play those old songs that bring back memories for me.
Yes.
And you start. You say, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? But it's funny how it just creeps and sneaks in. Well, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. We need to understand that there's a world out there that's waiting to grab you. And you know why it's waiting to grab you? Because there are three things in the world that we all want, the old nature wants. And that's lust of the flesh. You know, that's how they make movies, TVs. Lust of flesh. Lust of the eye. Oh, I see it. I want it. I want it. And the pride of life. Oh, we want to be something. I want to be something. But those are the three things of the world, according to John, that we go for and don't even know it.
Amen.
So we have to walk, the Old Testament says, circumspectly, but we have to walk cautiously that we are not deceived by the things of the world. Because he's old subtle guy. He's a sneaky guy. And he sneaks in, and a lot of times you don't know it.
Amen.
And he sneaks in first in it. That's why he lets us know, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind with the word of God. Anyway, we're children of light. No 50s, children of light. It should be that we dwell in light. We dwell in light. We live in light. And as we live in light, the light will show us those things that are not of God. But it is up to us, if we will confess, he's righteous and just to forgive us. If. If. That's a key word, isn't it? So it's a choice. When we see it, are we willing to confess it? It's what it's all about. I know, this was unusual. For me, it was unusual. And you know, that's another thing. I'm just like John when he says, my joy is that you get the word. My joy is that the fullness that you hear it. I don't care if you reject it. You heard it. You heard it. And in hearing it, if. So it's up to you. And here again, the most important thing is to know that each one of you who is a believer, your body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I didn't say it. The word says it. And he says, I'm in there until the day of redemption. You know what he says? I'm sealed. I'm sealed until the day of redemption. And when we don't do what he's asking us to do, we grieve him. Oh man, we grieve him. He's not going anywhere. He's in there, sealed in there, and all you're doing is grieving him. And you know what grief is? I'm so sorry I'm here. I can't tell him anything. He won't listen to me. But I can't go anywhere. I'm right here until the day of redemption. If we confess our sins. The blood is still available. And listen, don't say you don't need him. Make God a liar. You make God a liar because of this old sinful nature. We need him. I'd rather have Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you again for the privilege. And I too, as John, stand to say, I pray and ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you are working in the hearts of these within the sound of my voice. Touch them, Lord, and we thank you for what you do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.